The Prime Minister says state bureaucrats are running a fantastic fear campaign against his health plan. Mr Rudd was in New South Wales today on a travelling roadshow to sell the government's policy, and he lashed out at a newspaper claim that 117 hospitals in New South Wales would be at risk of closure under his national health plan. The Prime Minister warned those opposed to his health blueprint to get out of the way. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
During Mr Rudd's visit to St Vincent's Hospital in Sydney, he met Marie O'Brien, a cancer patient who knows only too well how the health system's struggling to cope.
Like, I couldn't get my treatment until today because the last 2 days have been fully booked.
Ms O'Brien says she understands Mr Rudd's plan and that she understands the implications of exactly who would pay for a better system.
And I know that means a tax increase, and everybody should expect that, really. But I think that it's got to be done, it's got to be addressed.
Mr Rudd arrived in Sydney to find one of the city's newspapers running a front-page story about a hospital hit list. The paper claims 117 hospitals could be closed in New South Wales due to the federal government's proposed changes, but it was a story the Prime Minister wasn't prepared to buy.
The guarantee from the Australian government is absolute. And that is that the formula, which will be developed on the pricing of hospital services, will not lead to the closure of any regional, rural or small hospital in the great state of New South Wales or anywhere else in the country. You know as well as I do, this is a fantastic fear campaign being run by state health bureaucrats who don't want change to happen.
And it's not just bureaucrats he's fighting. The Premier of New South Wales, Christina Keneally, penned a letter to the Prime Minister today. It's understood it was published on the Premier's website before it was sent to Mr Rudd's office. Ms Keneally told Sky News that she has many questions about the Commonwealth's plan and she wants the answers before next month's Premiers and Leaders meeting to discuss the policy.
We want to understand how hypothecating one-third of GST revenue fits in within the broader Henry tax review. And in particular, we want to know how these new funding and organisational arrangements will lead to better alignment between primary care, hospital care and aged care.
Under the Rudd plan, the Commonwealth will pay 60% of the efficient price of hospital services. That efficient price will be set by an independent body. Ms Keneally fears that small bush hospitals will lose out under this formula because she says they're not able to deliver services as cheaply as their city or larger regional cousins.
For some rural and regional hospitals, for some smaller hospitals that might struggle to meet that efficient cost per service, how will that cost be weighted and what will be the impact and who will be responsible when that efficient cost isn't met?
The New South Wales political leadership team was definitely running a unity ticket today. The Deputy Premier and Health Minister, Carmel Tebbutt.
Regional and rural hospitals are going to require different funding arrangements to the rest of the hospitals in Australia. Everyone recognises that. They have unique costs. They often have to fly doctors in. It costs more to attract staff to those areas. They have distance and travel costs. And what we have to do is to make sure that the final funding arrangements, whatever they might be, reflect those challenges.
Ms Tebbutt is married to Labor Party tactician and senior federal government minister Anthony Albanese, who yesterday revealed he had and will continue to exclude himself from all cabinet debate about this health policy. Mr Rudd didn't criticise Ms Keneally or Ms Tebbutt today, but he unloaded on their public servants.
These state health bureaucrats have had a long, long time to fix the system. They haven't done so.
And in case the senior public servants didn't get it, the former chief state bureaucrat underlined a special message for them.
It's time for a new approach. We put one on the table. This is it. And I'd say to all those who are moaning and groaning about it, it's time to get out of the way of real reform and deliver better health and better hospitals for the Australian people.
The opposition's health spokesman, Peter Dutton, says the government will have to raise taxes to pay for the plan. And he says the political arm wrestling with the states is all an act.
We need to see the details of Mr Rudd's secret new tax on health so that we know whether or not it's going to be a user's pay system, whether or not it's going to be an increase in the income tax rates, or whether or not it's going to be a growth tax. Or is this just a stage-managed show by Mr Rudd to pick a fight with the states and territories in an election year because he thinks they're unpopular and he wants to be on the popular side of the debate? They're all questions that Mr Rudd needs to answer, and we need the answers now because within a few short weeks, the Prime Minister is going to stage this fake process where he pushes it off to an election for his own purposes.
The opposition's health spokesman, Peter Dutton, ending that report by Sabra Lane.